my phone just went ping, 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 ping. And a lady from the Rothwell community page had posted to say, was this little cat anybody's? And the response from everybody that's obviously been following this story was, is this Duke, is this Duke? And I honed in on the picture, and I thought, my goodness, that looks like Duke, that really does. First kind of really positive sighting. So got in touch with the lady on Messenger, and we discussed it, and I said, look, what I'd like to do, if it's okay with you, is to bring round the animal trap and some food so that potentially we can entice him. And we were waiting to agree on a time to do that. And she then sent me a message to say, he's just come back in the house. So I said, are you able to secure the cat flap? And if it's okay with you, because it was at 10 o'clock at night, we'll come down and check it out. So she was happy with that. So my friend drove me, because I was a bit shaky, and we got there, and when I saw him, I called him, and his little tail went up, and he went to approach me, and then was a bit guarded, so it was like he knew me, and I went and picked him up, and he didn't, you know, he knew me. So we brought him home, and he slept on the bed. He's lying outside my office at the moment. He has a radar for every time I move, and every time I move, he cries and follows me. So I think this little lad is glad to be home. How he got to Rothwell is a mystery. He doesn't look like he's been, shall we say, homeless for 2 months. I think there's another part of this story that we might never know. And you know, I hope really what we've done in our little campaign to find him will just encourage people not to feed other people's cats, or if they find a cat that they think is a stray, take it along to the vet for a chip check, because you know, it's potentially somebody's loved family member and they're going out of their mind with worry. So it's a fantastic happy ending for us, but I know there are plenty of people out there going through the anxiety we've been through. If the social media and the posters and all of that paid part of delivering a conscience to give us the outcome we've got, then, you know, it's a good job done. And it shows the positive part that social media plays and can play in this, you know. Last night when that post broke, how many people immediately pinged it to me, and the messages that I've had since I posted that he's back fills you with warm and fuzzy. That's all I can say. So obviously we've spent weeks doing the posters, as you do, and reaching out through Facebook. The most incredible response. It's just the best day. I didn't sleep last night because I kept thinking I might have dreamt it.